Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight." It would make sense that if lying lips are abomination to the Lord, that those that deal truly are His delight. But I think there's a reason why it didn't exactly say something like, "But lips that speak the truth are His delight," or anything like that. Why? Because there are some snakes in the grass. If you never heard that saying before, just think about it. Have you ever been walking along and seen nothing but grass in front of you? Then suddenly you step on a snake? It'll scare the living daylights out of you. I had it happen to me one day as I was putting an extension cord in our backyard, running from the outlet in our little garage to our back patio, where I had my chair sitting next to our propane fire pit blazing. And it was about 70, 65 degrees outside in the evening, with a breeze, a warm cup of tea waiting on me. I was going to enjoy a relaxing hour or so just listening to my audio book, but I needed to plug my speaker in because I'd let the battery run down. And as I unrolled the cord walking from the garage to the patio, I felt something under my sandal. And I looked, and there was a snake flailing about. I'm sure he was injured by my weight on him, but he scared me out of my skin. Thankfully, it was just a garter snake and not poisonous, but it was one of the biggest ones I think I've ever seen, so it kind of I just wasn't expecting that. And I'm no snake expert anyway, so it wasn't until a minute or two later that I really calmed down, realizing I wasn't in any real danger. But that little incident is an example of why this proverb goes from lying lips to saying, "But they that deal truly are His delight." Because lying lips are bad enough, but there are even worse characters who can sound very honest and convincing, but will deal treacherously with you. Speaking of snakes, that's what the serpent did when speaking to Eve in the garden. His words were convincing enough to throw the entire human race into this sinful condition that we all live with and must be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ from. And we see other examples in Scripture, including Laban's dealings with Jacob over Rachel and over Jacob's wages. Potiphar's wife comparing her words with her dealings with Jacob, with Joseph. And then Joseph's brothers comparing their words with their dealings with their father Jacob. Pharaoh comparing his words with his dealings with Moses. King Saul comparing his words with his dealings with David. But then King David comparing his words with his dealings with Uriah. And so you can see that not all of those who dealt treacherously in Scripture were rank unbelievers. Even God's people can fall into the practice of saying one thing but doing another. How many church members attend services faithfully and say all the right things and sing the words of our great hymns and amen, the preacher, but deal treacherously with others throughout the week? But God says, "They that deal truly are His delight." Do you like dealing with liars and cheats? Well, neither does God. If you allow yourself to adopt the mindset of those who do not deal truly, you may get away with your shady, underhanded deals with men for a time, but God sees it and will not put up with it. But as a sinner who deserves to be in hell, burning in a lake of fire for eternity, you and I ought to want to do more than just keep off of God's bad side. Getting caught up in this dog-eat-dog world and adopting the world's underhanded methods displeases the Savior, who died and shed His blood to save us from hell. Instead, we ought to follow the admonition found in 2 Timothy 2:4, which says that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Fight the temptation to deal untruly, and fight the good fight of faith. Fight God's way, and deal truly, that you might be His delight. It's just a simple matter of living your life answering this question: who do you live to please? Don't live to please yourself, and don't live to please this world. Live to please God.